This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Students in Jefferson County who are unvaccinated and participate in after-school activities no longer have to get regular COVID tests. A county health mandate has expired, and school board president Stephanie Schooley says it wasn't effective.
The ones that are taxing a significant amount of staff time, tests, resources, et cetera, for a 1.09% positivity rate, it's not a substantial benefit to our community.
Out of 15,000 student tests, just 1% came back positive. Some students in Commerce City are switching to remote learning this week. COVID cases there have increased more than 350% over the past 2 weeks. While classes are remote, meals for students will be delivered to other locations. Colorado incomes are growing at the second fastest rate in the nation. The Bureau of Economic Analysis finds personal incomes up about 6%. Economist Andrew Friedson with CU Denver says tourism remains fairly strong even during the pandemic.
Because many of the activities that people are looking to come to Colorado and do, they can do in the open air. So if they're looking for a place to go, this is potentially viewed as slightly safer.
Incomes in Colorado's oil and gas industry are also up, driven by higher oil prices. Colorado casinos are pulling in record revenue. CPR's Ben Marcus has more on the big rebound.
Casinos are pulling in $10 to $25 million more per month than they did before the pandemic. That's partly because voters approved lifting strict gambling limits, and partly because of pent-up demand snapping back. JJ Garcia is with Jacobs Entertainment, which runs the Lodge Casino. He says the hotels are the biggest issue right now.
That has been probably the slowest to come back. A certain segment of our guests don't really have a problem with staying in the hotel, and others don't really feel comfortable yet.
Garcia says they would do even better business on the casino floor, opening more games if they could find more workers. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
There's more at CPR.org. This is CPR News.